And then Matt privately texted me when I was trying to figure out what those letters were. That's Emmett typing, messing with the phone. And I wrote, thanks. And he wrote, also, this is all Pat and Mike. Classic Pat and Mike fight about nothing.
I know, that's true. It was cool. Matt just stayed out. I'm sure he kept looking at these pings coming up on his computer at work and just thought, oh, boy.
Also, Mike made sure to mention that you and Mom are buying, which is why he continues to want to elevate it. LOL.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Oh, dear.
Huh. I know. And that's why we really very rarely manage to get it together for family outings, because we argue so much in advance about the details that it's too much work.
Yeah, I'm fine with whatever.
I know.
But I would have tried to split an entree at Vistro just so I could fucking get outraged at it.
Uh-huh.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But, so... Again, Real Club, one of my favorite restaurants out there. That's to let us entertain you.
Yeah, those
Wildfire, fantastic.
They give you, yeah, and Wildfires. You go in there and you want to eat everything.
Yeah, at Real Club, they're popovers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh man, those are good. You need like 1,000 of those things. And Oyster Bar and Il Porcellino are out only because imagine then trying to coordinate getting downtown.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike would rent a party bus.
Yeah.
Hey, I rented a party bus.
I mean, Mom and Dad are paying. Let's get a good one.
I'll put it on your Windy City limo account. I mean, that's cool, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, it'll be nice. And our next birthday cluster is in June, and so that will be easier because we can just have a barbecue or something.
Okay. All righty.
But this is a good thing. It's good to mark the passage of a year. You know, you're back. You're back. You're healthy.
That's why I said it should be about me.
Everything's about you, honey.
No, it's not. Nothing's about me.
Oh, please.
Okay. I didn't read anything in there that was about me.
So. I know, but have you noticed since you came home? I cleaned your closet. I washed your clothes. I went and shopped. I executed your list.
I know.
Everything's about you.
I don't mean
honey.
With you. I mean, I'm just kidding. Everything's fine. Thank you.
I know.
Can we move to Florida, please?
Nope.
What if we buy houses for all the kids so they can come down there and live too?
The school
Bless you.
System in Florida is deplorable. I'm never.
Well, homeschool them. You can homeschool them. You're a teacher. Rachel's a teacher.
Wow.
Homeschool them.
No.
Open up your own school down there.
No, but we'll spend more time as time goes on. You're a young man still. Don't feel like
I'm not.
Act like a grandpappy.
The boys can finally open up that ad agency.
Yeah.
Right? All three of them.
In Florida?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Imagine the fights they would
meth
have.
Meth R Us.
Yeah, right.
Come
yeah.
on down to Meth R Us.
Yep.
All right, so we're good, right?
Yeah, we are.
I did kind of lose my shit in the garage, so you didn't hear the worst of it. So. I don't think. Luckily, you were in the attic.
Yes, sprinting after the pillows.
I know. I said, be careful. I said, I'm not going to be in a hurry because I don't want some, you know, I don't want you to fall or coming out, in or out of the attic.
Yeah.
If something had happened to her, I would have come down here and shot you in the head.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And I have the firearms for it.
But he'd put a pillow in front of your face first.
The one thing is that luckily for you, I don't have ammunition.
Yeah. That's good.
Which I feel is the key, you know, was one of the keys to gun control. But
yeah.
Because I've got guns, but they're not going to do me any good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could scare somebody with it.
Scare someone, yeah. Except that they're all in these, like, ancient quilted things, you know, you'd be running around with a quilted carrying case.
Hold on, let me get my shotgun out of my shotgun case.
Stay right there.
Stay right there. And oh, there's plenty of shells in it. Don't worry. I always put it back in the case loaded.
And then one of them's a BB gun, so I wouldn't know which is which.
We don't have that anymore.
No?
No.
Yeah, I don't really keep track of our firearms.
Yeah, I know. It's just as well. That's why I don't have ammo in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who'd shoot me in my sleep? Guess who?
No, I wouldn't know how. I've never held a rifle.
Yeah, it's not that hard. All right, that's all. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't in any more trouble than I'd already gotten myself out of.
No, honey. Sadly, I'm pretty used to your eruptions.
Yeah.
I don't know. And sadly, my brain has too much clutter in it. I can't even Well, I don't have the staying power for grudges.
You know, my plan. When I have a plan, I get thrown if it gets. You know, but it turns out all I had to do was call Mallory in the car on the way down, so it was fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's good shifting, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Everything worked out for the best. So after the show, what's the plan? What do we go down to the garage
he's
together?
He's going to drive to your house, and he's going to show you how to make the bed.
Yeah.
He makes it.
All right.
Yeah.
There is no dust ruffle. I'm kind of upset about that, and I might find you a dust ruffle that doesn't have to go under the mattress that Velcros to the box spring.
What about me? What about me in Florida? Why didn't you give me some of this shit for Florida? I know, because we're working on fabrics and stuff. I know. I'm just kidding.
I sent you some new sheets.
Yeah, I do like those sheets. Although I didn't take them right out of the dryer and put them on, and so they're kind of wrinkled, and they won't unwrinkle.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, new sheets, sometimes the more you wash sheets, the better they get.
Yeah.
So they just might need a few more turns, because they put all kinds of junk
sizing in
at the factory so that they will fold flat into their bags.
Yeah.
There's like a little bit of resin almost. I don't know what it is, but yeah, it has to be melted down with repeated washings.
All right. Well, they were nice. They were comfortable. Threw out the old ones.
Yeah.
Good. I gave them put them down in my big pile that went to 1-800 got junk.
Huh.
In the last 25 years, mattresses have gotten bigger, but our sheets didn't.
Yeah.
They were cute, though. I liked those sheets. They were happy. They were yellow checked, but every time you got onto the bed, they popped off because they didn't.
We don't need to.
No, I didn't mean like because of weight. I meant because they only had 6 inches of depth, and the mattress was.
Yeah, no, I know, but it would also be weight. That's all right. I'm just kidding. I'm really just kidding. I'm fine now.
All right. Did you threw out those tables, like those fake tables?
There was only one, and I did. Yes, I did dispose of it, but I kept the tablecloth.
Okay. All right.
They're made out of press board, and they're like you put a tablecloth over it, so it looks like a piece of furniture, but it's like something that you get at Kmart for like $5.
Yeah, for sure.
So they're taking up a lot of space in the. Well, I could have unscrewed the legs, and it would have taken up less space. And I did unscrew the legs I unscrewed the legs just to throw it out, and I thought, well, I could keep it because now look, it doesn't take up any space. But fuck it.
Yeah, the plan was
in
motion.
Custom-made round tablecloth and no round table. But
right, but it's a tablecloth for our old place, which is not, it's not going to fit in to the new place.
Yeah. You know, I have saved a denim, like a really cool custom-made denim tablecloth here that I used to have, that I had made to go in our old sunroom with the denim couch. And I was thinking that would look cool in Florida because, you know, denim, rustic. But I think I might have thrown that out, too, in one of my purges.
I'm pretty sure we can get another press board table.
Yeah, I think we can.
It's Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can have one made at the house, on site.
Yeah.
All right. See you.
All right. Well, have a good show.
Okay.
I'm glad you sound more cheerful than you did when you were swearing at me in the car and Brendan and a bedspread. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks
when
again, Jim.
When you open your truck, though, it's going to be hilarious because I stuffed the pillows in, and I think when you open the car, it's going to be like a jack-in-the-box. Poof! Yeah. Everything's going
to
come out.
I had to take my golf clubs out. That's when I really lost it.
Wow.
Because that's
going to be a whimsical handoff, I feel.
I tried to shove it all in there, and then it wouldn't go, and so I'm trying to take the golf clubs out without taking the whole comforter out, and they're getting hung up, and I'm like, God damn it!
Yeah, it's all connected. It's all...
God damn it!
Circular
somebody,
meltdown.
Somebody might
fucking
have to take
Brendan!
Somebody might have to take some video of follow us down to the garage.
It might be so. Yeah.
All right.
Do
that. Well, yeah.
It might be worth it for you to give Brendan like some money that he can drive into your car so that you don't have to have an assignation somewhere, you know?
Yeah, it'd be a nice finish to this whole thing is to hand Brendan some money, I think.
here's $36 so you can park next to me.
No, how much can they charge for 10 minutes?
$36.
Really?
Yeah, it's downtown, man.
It's designed to keep people like Brendan out.
Yeah. Actually, I don't think his car can. I don't think he can even get into where I park.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Oh,
yeah.
We could meet on Lower Wacker.
That'd be a great look.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkofistan.